You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 156. Be passionate about your life. Thank you for tuning into the show today. Spirit truly has a message for you. But before we dive into that message, I want to say congratulations to our newest ordained lightworkers, Marianne Oaksness from Norway and Lynn Downing from the U.S. I'm so very proud of these two ladies for believing in themselves and following their hearts. Marianne has been listening to the show since the beginning of this year, and she has overcome a language barrier to do so. Lynn is a new listener to the podcast, but she jumped right in because she said it resonated deeply with her, and she listened to all the podcasts and read the book within a few short weeks and took her test. They both passed their test with flying colors. These ladies are ready. So I want to say thank you and congratulations to both of them. We are so very happy to have them join our family of lightworkers. And we look forward to more of you taking your test and joining us on this incredible journey. It's going to be life-changing, I guarantee you. Okay, now let's get to today's message. Our topic today is being passionate about your life. What is it that Spirit wants us to know and understand about being passionate over our own existence? Why is it necessary to be passionate about your life? Well, first of all, if you're still living and breathing, then you still have a chance to change your life. But it takes energy to make changes and to stick to them. So you have to get excited about creating your best life. Being passionate about your existence is deep to me, because how often do you think of your life as being something awesome and majestic? You are a co-creator with the infinite creator. You manifested this body in order to have a physical experience on this material plane. You are a very powerful being, but you look around in this world and you see so much powerlessness. You forget that humans are powerful creators because humans have forgotten who they are. This is why people continue to live lives that are unfulfilling and miserable, because they believe that they have no power to change them. And the other problem is that most people are passionate about the wrong things. They give their power away to things that do nothing for them. Not really. People get all excited about things that have no true significance to their expansion, to you becoming your true self. They get excited about sports, cars, comic books, video games, artificial intelligence, gambling, politics, and on and on. These are all forms of distraction. Not one of these things are going to help you become the person you were born to be. It's okay to be interested in those things, but not passionate about them, and definitely not more passionate about them than you are about your own life. Because passion requires energy, and your energy is very real. You give life to whatever you put your energy into, mentally, spiritually, physically, or emotionally. Most people have a limited supply of energy because they're not feeding their spirit properly to begin with. So you have to become more aware of where you're putting your energy and how deeply you're investing yourself into things. You have to ask yourself, is this feeding my spirit and making me stronger? Or is this distracting me and robbing me of my vital life force? Simple questions. These things that most people get passionate about are part of the illusion. They're part of the Maya, the trap that keeps you from awakening. You should be consciously trying to free yourself from this illusion. And what I mean by this is, you should be trying to wake up and come into your own power, Whatever you do in life should empower you and make you stronger and more aware of your ability to create the life of your dreams. When you're focused on creating your best life, then you don't have so much time for distractions. It's okay to use certain things to relax, but the distractions we talked about earlier are consuming people's lives. They're not being used for entertainment purposes only. They're becoming people's realities. They're artificial lives, and they begin to deplete you of your life force because they cannot sustain themselves without your energy, without you believing in them. In their proper place, they are forms of entertainment when understood correctly. But when misunderstood, they become energetic vampires in your life and zap your vital life force. This is why many people wake up feeling tired and exhausted on a daily basis, because you are allowing these false realities to rob you of your life force. And so they literally suck the life right out of you. That's why you feel tired all the time. This is telling you that what you're doing, thinking, eating, something on a constant basis is robbing you of your life force. When you put your energy into things that are good for you, that are healthy for you, then they give you energy. You become inspired and filled with life-giving energies. And those thoughts, foods, and actions give you life. When you become passionate about your life, then you begin to feed yourself positive living energies. You create an energetic force that begins to sustain you and your dreams. It manifests as more energy within your mind and your body. You're not tired all the time when you start to go after your dreams. You can stay up half the night and not even realize what time it is because you're not tired. You're wide awake at 4 o'clock in the morning. You begin to activate a powerful force through your passion that literally gives you life. So why not become passionate about your own existence, your life? When you do this, you begin to step into your power and move away from the powerless state of being that you've been experiencing. Poverty in all its forms is a manifestation of a powerless state. When you feel powerless in any area of your life, you will create poverty in that area. But you are only powerless because you believe that you have no power to change your life in that area. It is an illusion because you are a creator. You have the power to create anything that you desire. But first, you must believe that you do have the power to manifest anything that you desire. Then you must become aware of what you're putting your thoughts and energies into. Feed your dreams and your desires for a good life and believe that you can have it. Stop giving your power away to things that drain you, to thoughts that drain you, to people who drain you. You have the power to be whoever you believe you can be. Belief creates your reality. So work on yourself first. Then you will become stronger and more optimistic about making other changes in your life. It all begins with you, with self-love and self-empowerment. You must empower yourself. Stop giving your precious energy and power to things that are draining you. Become aware of things you are doing that are sucking the life out of you. Stop sabotaging your own dreams, because in truth, no one else is keeping you from what you want. It's only you. It's what you believe about yourself that either makes you powerful or powerless. How many people do you know who are passionate about simply living their life to the fullest? Spirit wants you to become passionate about your health, passionate about your dreams, passionate about your freedom to choose, passionate about feeling good every day. Spirit wants you to get passionate about living your best life, creating strong and loving relationships, healing yourself from within so it can radiate out into your world and begin to transform the lives of those whom you love. It's time to get passionate about your life because you are awesome and majestic. When you begin to get passionate about your life, you will witness transformations all around you. You will begin to feel stronger immediately, and that will manifest in a better state of health. Eliminate toxins from your life on every level. Clean up your thoughts. Clean up your diet. Clean up your toxic relationships and stop filling your mind with negativity. Try fasting from negativity. I guarantee you it will be the most powerful fast you've ever done. Don't allow yourself to think one negative thought. Try it for one day, then 1 week, then a month, and it becomes a lifestyle for you. It will be the hardest fast you'll ever do, but I'm going to tell you the truth. It will make you a manifester like crazy. You will see the power of those negative thoughts, how they hold you back from being able to manifest your desires. It was an extremely difficult fast for me. I experienced that back in 2012, but I'm telling you, since that time, my life was transformed from simply eradicating negativity from my thoughts. And it's something that you do on a daily basis. You have to stay conscious of it, but it makes you be a conscious creator. What are you thinking about? Whatever you're thinking about is what you're creating. So it is extremely powerful and it will change your life forever. Heal yourself first before you worry about your relationships and other people around you, because you have to always remember that it's all you. As long as you're out of balance, that everything and everyone else will be out of balance, because it's your mirror. Work on loving yourself and then on removing toxic people from your life that don't show you love and that don't think you're awesome. Get rid of them and surround yourself with powerful beings that love you and who appreciate you. Get passionate about you. Get fired up about your dreams. Stand in your power and begin to create the life that you truly desire to live, because there's nothing more deserving of being passionate about than your own life. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.